specifically Seafoods, is basically shutting down the plant, so they will not be buying and processing fish.
That was Harrison Eibach, the president of the Humboldt Fishermen's Marketing Association, who explained that the local fishing fleet is expressing concern over the recent move by Pacific Choice Seafood, the largest fish buying and processing plant in Eureka, to close their groundfish processing center. Kima News reached out to Pacific Seafood, and although they declined to interview, Lacey Ogan, the director of communications with the company, confirmed over email that they will not be processing groundfish in Eureka this season due to a weak market.
They've laid off most everybody that's there.
When asked about the layoffs, the company's director of communications replied, quote, "Team members who normally process groundfish in Eureka were given the opportunity to work at another facility for the summer, including relocation costs or a temporary separation package. Team members who return to Eureka in the fall to process crab are also eligible for a financial incentive," end quote. We asked Eibach how this will impact the local fleet.
Well, it's a really big deal. Pacific Choice Seafoods is a very large company. There's only so many processors that we have here in Humboldt Bay, and they are the largest, and they're a key component to the infrastructure, to the fishing industry that's here. They basically bought from most of the trawlers that operated out of Humboldt Bay, so yeah, it's kind of a significant, it really says a lot of what's going on with the seafood industry and the economy.
Pacific Seafood has played an important role in the fishing community and economy. By purchasing from local fishermen, the company helps small boats get their products to market. Now, the fleet will struggle to get their catch to the consumers.
There is a significant blow to the seafood industry just due to a lack of consumption. The markets are extremely volatile right now. There doesn't seem to be a good market for seafood in general. I believe it's economy-based, that most people view seafood as more of a luxury item, more of a luxury protein, and when times get tough economically, then most people really try to focus on buying some of the cheaper proteins, chicken and pork, even though that a lot of the fish is extremely affordable. Rockfish, groundfish in general, rockfish, lingcod, sole, is extremely affordable. People tend to kind of shy away from a lot of the seafood and when times get a little tough. So that's going to be extremely difficult for a lot of the fleet who needs to continue to fish. So coming back to your question, what are guys going to do? I guess that there's still a couple of processors that are here. Kaidos is still in Humboldt Bay, and there's also South Bend. But a lot of fishermen are probably going to have to get somewhat creative in order to move some of their product with the limited opportunities that they have to go fishing.
Eibach explains that this closure is indicative of the greater economic issues our community is facing. And with many other fisheries currently unstable, Eibach says morale is low.
The fleet is pretty beat up at the moment. We're finishing up our crab season, but we had another difficult beginning to our crab season where we did not receive the best price available. Humboldt Bay received $1 to $1.50 less price per pound on Dungeness crabs than the entire state of Oregon, so that did not sit very well at all. Also a lack of seasons as well, and opportunities. Like, for example, they've shut down the California salmon troll fishery again for the second year in a row. Pack Choice is wrapping up shop. The markets in general are very low. The prices of groundfish are extremely low. We haven't quite heard what the albacore prices are yet. But that being said, yeah, the fleet feels pretty beat up. Everyone's a little, the future is a little uncertain for some. I know a lot of the older gentlemen are looking to try to retire and sell their boats. That is also not going very well, but boat sales and permit sales are quite low at the moment as well. So yes, there a lot of people are quite deflated at the moment.
According to the USDA, consumer demand for seafood in the United States has risen over the last three decades. But to meet rising consumer demand, the United States has become reliant on global suppliers, and they estimate that about 80% of U.S. consumption of seafood comes from abroad, 2 billion of which from China. In 2023, Congressman Jared Huffman released a press release stating that the U.S. is violating its own trade laws to buy seafood from foreign countries. Within that press release, it stated that over 17% of seafood imports from China were caught illegally. With that, IBOC implores local fish eaters to check their sources when buying seafood.
We need to have better control as a nation over the imports that we do, the seafood that we import. I think it needs to be better tracked. You know, there's a lot of fishing practices that are not sustainable, and somehow that unsustainable seafood is still imported into this country and definitely consumed. All of this unregulated, unsustainable seafood to basically infiltrate the country. And that seems to be one of the biggest hurdles that we have right now. Absolutely. We'll definitely be setting up shop there. At some point here, we'll be transitioning from crab into fish, and so will some other people as well. So some food will definitely be available at the docks. We're hanging in there, and as time moves forward, there seems to be some new marketing opportunities that are being discussed to try to provide more locally caught seafood available to the local area. So stand by on that. We'll keep you updated on that sort of news in the future. But we're still going, and there's still fish available.